is the radio ministry of Merit Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
And good day to you, Brevard County. We want to thank you for tuning into the Refresh radio program. My name's Bob Arthurs, and I pastor Merit Assembly of God. We're going to spend the next half hour today talking about the Word of God. And I will tell you, I have seen I know a number of people in the construction industry, and there's still a lot of construction that is going on. What a number of people did during this time where things were much slower is they used that downtime in order to make upgrades to their facilities. And so if you are considering having block or concrete work done, I want to encourage you to call Jits Concrete 321-536-5804. 321-536-5804. And, you know, they together probably have close to 100 years worth of concrete experience. I mean, they have been doing this a long, long time, grew up around it. I mean, it is natural for them to know how to work the concrete, the different consistencies and everything. I remember watching a documentary one time where some people were building bridge pillars. They were installing a brand new bridge, and they were crossing this body of water, and they had these monster forms, and it came time to fill them up with concrete, and they installed the wrong strength of concrete. It was insufficient for what load it was going to be carried. And do you know, they had to jackhammer all of that concrete out of there. And I was like, I just want to bulldoze it, grab it. Let's start over from scratch. But you don't want to do that. Jits Concrete, 321-536-5804. They really know their stuff, and they have all of the contacts that are necessary, the experience that is necessary, and the work ethic that is necessary. Give them a call, and you will be very pleased with the end result of their work. So here a couple of weeks ago, we were doing a job it was a work day around the church. We were cleaning some stuff, and a guy brought a tool. And once I saw how that tool worked, I went up to him and I said, you know, I'm really struggling with coveting right here. Not to the point of stealing, not to the point of killing you, but if I ever have to do a job like this personally, I see the value in that tool. I'm going to go out and buy one of those tools if I need it. And, you know, there's easy ways to do things. There's hard ways to do things. And one of the things that I liked about that particular tool that guy was it was much easier physically to use that tool than the tool that I was using. And so, Jits Concrete, they will do a great job for you. 321-536-5804. So here we are. It is Friday in Brevard County, and we want to invite you to come out. This is Memorial Day weekend, and so I don't know if you had plans to go away and you're not able to go away, but if you do not have a church home, I ended yesterday's program talking about the sound of a trumpet. And, you know, I'm looking for a trumpet to sound that where the dead in Christ shall rise, and we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. That's one of the things I'm looking forward to. As beautiful as some things are here in this world, nothing's going to compare to the beauty of being in the presence of the Lord Jesus Christ and worshiping around the throne with all the saints and angels forever and ever. That's going to be great. The closest picture that we have to that right now is the gathering together of the saints. And if you do not have a church home, I want to invite you to Merit Assembly of God, 165 North Grove Street. We have chairs in our auditorium, and so we're still doing the social distancing thing. And but the great thing about the chairs is we can move them around, and we have room for overflow capacity and all of that sort of stuff. If you do not have a church home, we would love to have you come and visit 165 North Grove Street. And see if you're would like to make Merit Assembly of God your home. We know that not everybody's going to end up worshiping at Merit Assembly of God. We want you to be the right fit in the right place to bring glory and honor to the Lord Jesus Christ. And so if you would like to come and visit us, Sunday mornings we have Sunday school at 9:30. And Sunday morning worship at 10:30. And we continue to make adjustments to our ministry platforms as the guidance issues continue to go forth. So check us out at meritassembly.com for the latest and greatest updates. So thanks to my daughters for making that ministry happen as well. So we're in Proverbs chapter 11. We're not going to read the whole proverb like we did yesterday, the whole chapter. Verse number 9, it says, "The hypocrite with his mouth destroys his neighbor, but through knowledge the righteous will be delivered. When it goes well with the righteous, the city rejoices, and when the wicked perish, there is jubilation. By the blessing of the upright, the city is exalted, but it is overthrown by the mouth of the wicked. He who is devoid of wisdom despises his neighbor, but a man of understanding holds his peace. A talebearer reveals secrets, but he who is of a faithful spirit conceals a matter. Where there is no counsel, the people fall, but in the multitude of counselors, there is safety." We're going to stop the reading there and see how far we get today, and then we'll move on. It says here in verse number 9 that the hypocrite with his mouth destroys his neighbor, but through knowledge the righteous will be delivered. Knowledge is a very important thing. I remember in high school and my chemistry teacher, you know, I don't know what his relationship with God was at that point in time, but He taught us what the word heathen meant, and that was that they were the uninformed. Heathen are people who are uninformed. They just don't know. And he said, "I didn't know what I didn't know until I knew what I never knew." And you don't know what you don't know until you know what you didn't know. He had a lot of unique little sayings that he had come up with through the years. And what he was really trying to do was create an intensity in his students to pursue knowledge. And so he made learning fun. He is one of the only people that I can remember the lectures. I mean, now the great thing about chemistry back in the day, and I'm assuming it is still that same way today. My daughter was a biology major, and so they were always doing labs and things like that. Well, in those classes, the labs tended to be what you would remember. Not in his class. I remember him. I remember the knowledge that he imparted. I remember his lectures. He made learning, the pursuit of knowledge, enjoyable. And so as a pastor, I want to do that as well, because there is great joy in knowing the Lord. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. Whenever you know God and know what a privilege it is to be in relationship with him, and know what it is like to be in right standing with him, it is the knowledge that you gain that will deliver you. What if I told you that you didn't have to read your Bible? Would you read it if you didn't have to read your Bible? Many people would say, well, if I don't have to read it, then I'm not going to read it. And, you know, earlier in my life, I was probably one of those guys. I do remember a statement a college professor of mine made, and he said this: you're not going to be tested on any of the lecture information that I give to you. And I'm telling you, that particular professor, his lectures were tough to stay awake through. Had tremendous amounts of information, but he did not have a great capability when it came to creating an intense desire to pursue that knowledge on our part. I had another professor, same college, and he made the pursuit of knowledge something that was absolutely magnificent. I had another Bible college professor who taught me how to study the Word of God in such a way that I didn't even realize how valuable that tool was until much, much later in life. I'm still learning. It is still the knowledge. Well, you know, back to what I told you. If I told you you didn't have to, would you read it? Well, if you're in right standing with God, you would find out in the book of Deuteronomy that it says, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. And so you eat on the Word of God because you know that when God speaks, He is never just filling time, He's filling hearts and minds. He's imparting knowledge. He's imparting revelation. He's giving understanding. In Proverbs chapter 6, it talks about a person who lacks understanding that results in, if a person does things that he doesn't understand, it ends up bringing about destruction of his own soul. So you realize that there is knowledge to be had. Some of the biggest mistakes that I've made in my life were like David, where I made an uninformed decision, and the knowledge of the right decision was right there in the Word of God to be had all along. So if we realize that this increase in knowledge, and the Bible talks about that in the end times of the increase in knowledge, it's going to come at a very rapid clip. We are living in that day and time. The doubling of information is the decades that it took for information to double since the 1950s. It is coming down to the point now that when you buy an electronic device, that it's pretty much obsolete by the time it hits the market. That's how quickly knowledge is gaining. It's knowledge. It's not just facts. It's not just, you know, temporal things, things that go on here in this life, but it is the knowledge of God, the knowledge of the Word of the Lord, that as we gain those things, it is going to cause us to be delivered. Knowledge in the life of a person who's in right standing with God is going to deliver them from all sorts of problems. Knowledge in a person in right standing with their spouse is going to save them from a whole lot of heartache. So I want to, on this Friday, create in you a desire to launch into the pursuit of the Word of God. We have a free gift that we have for everybody that comes to Merit Assembly of God, and that is access to video libraries, that Bible studies and things like that, that they can use to increase their knowledge. And so there's kids' videos, there's youth videos, there's marriage videos, there's financial videos, there's all sorts of videos that are out there to help people to understand and know the things that God wants them to know. Don't be a person who is uninformed. That knowledge, he who knows the truth shall set them free. It is not just the truth, it is the knowledge of the truth. Many of those who are listening right now are dealing with strongholds in their life that if you really knew what the Word of God had to say about it, and it is said by God, not by man, so it's not up for debate, it would set you free. You would realize that you have the power to get out of something. I remember my son has always had this brain that looked to solve problems. And so I had heard about this experiment one time, and they had presented it to adults and they'd presented it to kids, and it said, you know, if you put a ping pong ball down inside of this cylinder and you couldn't get the ping pong ball out by tipping it, and all you could use were the little office supplies around there, could you get it out? And I'd heard what the solution was, and one of the items that was there was a glass of water. And so I asked my son, I said, how would you solve this? And he said, I'd pour the water in the cylinder and let the ball float to the top. And it was like, well, that's right. And there's another thing that I saw, and they asked adults and adults couldn't figure it out. And kids, they knew right away what it was because they dealt with it every day. Sometimes we need God to renew our mind so that we think like believers instead of unbelievers. Think in righteous terms instead of unrighteous terms. The children of Israel were delivered from Egypt physically, but as they wandered around in the wilderness, their minds still thought like victims. Moses didn't, Joshua and Caleb didn't, but almost everyone else in that generation thought like a victim. They couldn't get the Egyptian way of thinking out of their head. We need the Word of God to transform us by the renewing of our mind, and it will deliver us, it will deliver you from a world of heartache and a world of sin. Verse number 10, when it goes well with the righteous, the city rejoices, and when the wicked perish, there is jubilation. By the blessing of the upright, the city is exalted, but it is overthrown by the mouth of the wicked. Verse number 12, he who is devoid of wisdom despises his neighbor, but a man of understanding holds his peace. At Merit Assembly of God, our vision statement is be a blessing. Be a blessing. And it's not just be a blessing to God. You be a blessing to your family, but you also be a blessing to your neighbor. Be a blessing to your neighbor. And that may not be as hard as what you think. You know, it just means if there's something that you can do to be a blessing, then be a blessing. So I had a neighbor one time. They've moved. But I had a neighbor, and they were going through an extremely difficult season. And so I approached them, and I said, can we bless you? Can we bless you? And I want, and at that point in time, I think that they said no, but I think that they came around, and I know we ended up blessing them, but they were so touched by the fact that we were there to, you know, not despise them, not kick them while they were down or anything like that. We were there to help them, you know, survive and get through that very difficult season. It was something that was quite it was a serious icebreaker in that relationship. I'll just put it that way. It made that relationship a whole lot better. This verse number 12 says, "But a man of understanding holds his peace." I'm a man who uses words to try and communicate with people. That's what I do. It's what I'm here doing right now. And one of the things that I have that is my objective is to use my mouth to build people up, not to tear them down. You're meant to be edified. The word of God, when it comes onto the scene, it changes the scene. The scene doesn't change the word of God. And so there was a very difficult season that I was dealing with, a situation, and I'm the type of person that if there's a problem, we need to talk about this problem. We need to solve this problem, and we need to get the problem in the rearview mirror as soon as possible. That's my mode of operation. So, my wife and I have never had long seasons of what I call intense fellowship, but there have been times where we've said, you know what, we're not going to sleep until we solve this problem. We're not going to let the sun go down on our wrath. That's in the Bible. I don't care what the sociologists say now, you know, about just don't deal with it and all that sort of stuff. There are a lot of people who don't deal with the issue. They just wait for the fire to go down, and then they sweep it under the rug, and it catches the carpet on fire, and it's just horrible. I mean, it flares back up all over again, and they go round and round and round and round and around that mountain. So anyway, I'm going through this season with this person, and God speaks to me in a manner that he has not spoken to me very often. And what he said was, I want you to walk with this person through this journey, and I want you to keep your mouth shut. And I had to think. So what he was telling me to do was 180 degrees opposite of what, you know, my tendency was. But you know what? The Holy Spirit never stopped speaking. The Holy Spirit ended up bringing me through that situation victoriously, brought that person through that situation victoriously. And by me not adding my voice to that, it allowed that person to hear from the Holy Spirit in a much more clear way, in a much more effective way. And it ended up being a great defeat for the enemy, because God never lies. God never lies. And so what had happened was, God exposed to me during that process what the plan of the enemy was, not just for that person that was walking through that, but for me. You know, when it comes to witnessing, some of my biggest regrets are some of the things that I didn't say. When it comes to earthly relationships and getting along. I'm telling you that sometimes being a person of understanding means you hold your peace. I put it this way, and it helps me to control my mouth. And it is this: just because a thought crosses my mind does not mean the words are supposed to cross my lips. You're supposed to love your neighbor as yourself, and ask yourself, how would I respond if somebody said something like that to me? Okay, here's what I found. People who are not going through a crisis as Christians tend to be very quick to give spiritual cliches. Well, God will never give you more than you can handle. And I will tell you that when I've been going through something and someone gave one of those spiritual cliches, it was like, really, I've never heard that before. You know, it didn't cause me to respond well to that. Job's comforters started off doing a great job when they were sitting there and they were comforting Job. Where they got off of the path was when they started trying to correct their neighbor or correct their friend Job for what they perceived the problem was, and their perception wasn't accurate. A man of understanding holds his peace. One more thing. A talebearer reveals secrets, but he who is of a faithful spirit conceals a matter. I will tell you what that doesn't mean. That doesn't mean that you and I go around covering things up for people. What it means is if a person comes to you and they are looking for you to help them in their journey and help them deal with a problem, you don't go around telling every Tom, Dick, and Harry about all of the things that are going on in a person's life. You need people to be accountable to in your life, but you need the right people to be accountable to in your life. Some people will use the truths that you share with them as weapons against you, and they will reveal every secret that you know. You need people who say, you know what? Let's talk to the Father about this. Let's get victory over this situation. Let's allow the Word of God to speak to this situation, and we're going to watch God deliver a great, great victory in your life. Be a friend. Be available. Be someone who looks out for his neighbor, and let's use our mouths for the godly purposes, not ungodly ones. We'll see you Monday. Have a great weekend. God bless you.
Thank you. Bye-bye. For tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, MerrittAssembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to MerrittAssembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.